Changed. from the Book of Proverbs. Here's verse 1, Proverbs chapter 3, and verse 7. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. James chapter 4, verse 7. Wisdom is the true hope. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. Finally, Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. So the word of God clearly includes wisdom. Jesus is the story of the wise and foolish builders. We sang about it in Sunday school. The wise man built his house upon the rock. And the foolish man built his house upon the sand. And the rain came tumbling down. And what happened? Well, the house that was built on the rock stood firm. There's no foundation for building a building, no matter how good that building might be. Go down to the beach, and you'll see kids building sand castles. You'll see dads helping them, trying to make a better sand castle, a better sand carving than the other kids around. Ultimately, all those sand carvings, all those sand castles are destined for destruction. When the tide comes in, they're all gone.
six souls. The human, the person, rather than God. Of course, we're familiar with the way in which the Apostle Paul, in confronting the Corinthians, reminds them that God's wisdom is foolishness to an unbelieving world. Listen to these words. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews who stumble in God, and unto the Greeks foolishness, but unto them which are called both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God, and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For you see, your calling, brethren, that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. Ah, there you are, you see. See the intellectuals of our day. You're just a crowd of dumb sheep. Away from what we believe by saying that we're just not smart enough to see the truth. Actually, with the help of the Holy Spirit, we become smart enough to discover what the truth really is. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. There it is. God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things that are mighty, the base things of the world. Let it. if you're involved in information technology at all, you'll know that the keep up with what's happening and, you know, updating the software and new technologies. It's mind-blowing what is happening. Brilliant people! But no idea who God is. They don't even believe that God is. They're smart and their abilities somehow have come down to them in some random casual way. All the time, it's God who's given them the ability to think, the ability to calculate, the ability to dream, the ability to be creative. And the wisdom, they say, strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. But that is the wisdom that comes from below. Look at the wisdom that comes from above. Verse 17, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure. And look at this wonderful catalog of positive virtues and positive matters. The wisdom that comes from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, easily being treated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality, without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. James at the beginning of this passage. It's not what we know that makes us wise, but what we are. Turn to Colossians 4. We're told to walk in wisdom toward them that are without. What is it to walk in wisdom before them that are without? Blessed is the man God has promised it. In fact, you might push them. I suggested that maybe James was saying, who's the wise man? And indicate that, would you? That was our one question. Do any of you lack wisdom? Let me see a show of hands. Let's see both of you. God.